Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. We are up to Sif Beis, the top line on page Pei Dalet, which is the page following 166. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Misha Somech al Shulchan Acherim. One who is sitting by someone else's Shulchan, he's a guest. Afilu Omar Havlon Unavarech, even if he says, let's bench, Lo Have Hesach Hadas, that's not considered taking his mind off of eating. Ad Sheyomar Balabayas, until the host, the Balabayas, says, Havlon Unavarech. So we discussed last night the halachas of saying Havlon Unavarech. We discussed the Machlokas Rishonim. Everyone holds that you would now need a new bracha when you want to have a drink. And the Rishonim argue if you would need a new bracha when you come to eat again. But the Mechaber says over here in Sif Beis, that's all talking about where you are at your own table, you're in full control. But if you're in Somech al Shulchan Acherim, so then if you say Havlon and Nevarech, that's not considered Hesach Hadas, will not require a new bracha, unless the Baal Bayis is the one who says it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud, Lo Havi Hesach Hadas, Devadai Daito, Im Yirtza Baal Bayis Lecho Velishtos Imo, Yochav Yishte Imo. If you're a guest in someone's house, for sure your mindset is that if the Baal Bayis is going to eat and drink with you, you will join him for more eating and drinking. The Im Bishas Amiroso Hisiach Daito Bebeirur. And if at the time when the guest said Havlon Unavarech, he was Mesiach Das with very clear intentions, Sha'af Sheyocha V'yishta Balabayis Lo Yocha V'yishta Imo, he thought to himself that either Balabayis is going to eat and drink again and offer me more food, I'm done. V'nimloch Achakach, and then he changed his mind afterwards, Tzarech Levarech, then he would have to make a new bracha, so his Havlon Unavarech, Stam, doesn't count, but if he has specific Das for Hesach Hadas, so then it would work and it would require a new bracha. Hainu ladas Rabbeinu Yonah b'shtia levad. Like we just summarized from yesterday, according to Rabbeinu Yonah Shita, he would only require a new bracha when it comes to drinking. Ul harosh af ba'achila. And according to the Rosh, he would also need a new bracha by achila. The kol sheken kishenota yodo de mahani. Certainly if he's a guest and he washes his hands, my machronim, certainly that would be considered hesach hadas, that would stop his suda. Now there's a very important sharetzion over here, and that is os yud gimel. He says, that which we brought in the Mishnah Berurah, if the Baal Bayis wants to eat with him, he's going to eat with him. So, v'nira lida filu ein Baal Bayis ochel im ha'oreach. It appears to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, even if the host is not eating with the guest, rak she Baal Bayis kuro la'oreach sheyochel etzlo, just the host invited the guest over to eat by him, afilu hachi amrinan. Still we say, da'af she'omar havlon u'nevarech, even if the guest says havlon u'nevarech, mikomako mistomer daito imivakshenu balabaya she'yochal ot shelo yisarev advarov. So Zot HaShartzion, even if the host is not eating at all, only the guest is eating, still the guest gives his mindset over to the Balabayas, that the Balabayas says, come eat more, then he will eat more. So even if it's not that he's eating together with the Balabayas, he's just eating by the Balabayas, still he is subject to the Havlon and the Varech of the Balabayas, and his Stam Havlon and the Varech would not be considered a Hesach Hadas. Now if you look at note number 14, he points out an interesting thing. The Odom Ha'ochel Bebeso. A person who is eating in his own house, Kosava Eshel Avram, the Eshel Avram writes, Sheyetochin Shenechshav Koreach Lagabe Ishto. It's possible to say and logical to say that a man in his own house is considered a guest by his wife. Kevon Shehizu Shemechinas Amacholim. If his wife is the one who's cooking, she's preparing the food, so she's like the host, and he's the guest by his wife's house. V'chein das agon of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, shegam balabayas talui b'das ishto. Zalko Scheinberg, the balabayas is talui in the das of his wife. Shepo'omim she'eino yodeya she'echino ma'achal nosaf. Sometimes the husband will say, okay, let's bench. The wife says, no, I prepared a special dessert. She prepared something special. He doesn't realize it. So, mistome daito lecho mimashe echino kidei shelo letzaira. He doesn't want to make his wife feel bad. So, mistome, he has das to have whatever his wife is going to serve. And therefore, say the poskim, that even if a Baal Bayis in his own house says, let's bench, if his wife says, no, we have more food, so then he goes by his wife and he would not be considered being mesiel das, and he would not need, unless, of course, it's a dessert that requires a new bracha always, but if it's time to eat and drink again, he would not need a new bracha, according to Rav Scheinberg and the Eish Shel Avram. Continues the Mishnah Berurah weiter in Sifkoton Yud Aleph, Ad Sheyomer Baal Bayis. Again, the guest saying Havlon Nevarach would not count until the Baal Bayis says it. V'oz kol ha-mesubin asurin. Once the Baal Bayis says, let's bench, then all those who are sitting around are forbidden from eating without making a new bracha. V'davku k'sheshasu v'hiskimu l'dvaruv. And this is only specifically if they were quiet and they were in agreement with what he said. He said, let's bench. And no one argued, where they were very respectful guests. So then they're subject to his havel and the varuch. It's considered hesach hadas for everyone. Avol, im ha-reach daitu lechov lishtos od. But if the guest has in mind to keep eating and drinking, he's a little bit shtickle chutz b'dik maybe, the host said, let's bench, and he has in mind, he's still eating and drinking. So Rashai Afsha Amr Balabayas Havan Nevarich, he's allowed to continue eating and drinking without a new bracha, even though the Balabayas said, let's bench. However, V'tov Shiyagalu Lefnei HaMesubin, but it's better if he reveals in front of those who are sitting there, Shelo Hayalo Hesach Adas, and he tells everyone he wasn't a Seir Das, Shelo Yal Shavuhu Kenimloch, they shouldn't consider him like someone who changed his mind that needs a new bracha. They're going to see him not making the bracha, so he should really tell everyone, I had in mind to eat further, even though the Baal Bayis said, it's time to bench. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sev Gimel, Im lo omar hav lon unavarich. If a person did not say, let's bench, v'gam lo nota yodav, he also did not wash shmaim achronim, misha nota hakos levarich havi hesach adas. Once he takes the kos that he's going to bench upon, that itself will be considered a hesach adas. So yesterday we discussed in Sif Aleph, we also discuss Havon and Nevarich, and here we say if you have neither of those, but once you pick up the Koshal Bracha for benching, that's considered Hesach Hadas. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yabez, Mishanot Lakos, once you took the Kos, V'odif Mehavlon and Nevarich. This is even better, it's stronger, it's more of a Hesach Hadas than saying let's bench. Tekevan Shanot Lakos Biyodo. Because once he takes the Kos in his hands, Afilu Besicha Oser Lahafsik. Even to talk is not allowed. Once you pick up the coast, the bench, you're not allowed to talk. Besides eating, you're also not allowed to talk, like we'll see later in Sivin Kuf Pei Gimel. Sivav. Sivkotin Yugimel Havi Hasachadas. So picking up the coast, the benching is a Hasachadas. Vidino Knetilas Yadayim. And that's the same thing as we saw in Siv Aleph, as if you wash my machonim, in which case the Mechaber said you are not allowed to eat and drink until you bench. Ulefize, according to this, like we just mentioned, you would not be allowed to eat or drink according to anyone. Once you have a din, ki'ilu, you washed in tefilas yadayim. So by picking up the kos, it's like that, so you're done. However, v'ayin le'el b'sif beis, sifkotan beis, we saw earlier, in sifkotan beis, in the Mishabura, mashik asanul in tefilas yadayim, and we brought over there that some achronim argue with the mechaber, and they say, even if you wash my machronim, it's no different than havlon and levarich, and you just have to make a new bracha if you want to eat more food, but not like the mechaber says that you're forbidden from eating food. So if we're making the comparison over here, and saying picking up the coast is like washing my machronim. So again, lefi those achronim that argue with the mechaber here also, you would just have to make a bracha on what you have afterwards. If you look down the bir halacha, the second to last line, so he said in the mechaber, once you pick up the coast, that's already a hesach hadas. Ule'inyan shar ha-mesubin. Let's say there's a suda together, a bunch of people, and one person is leading the benching, he picks up the koshal bracha. So he said, that person, that's considered hesach hadas. But says the bir halacha, ule'inyan shar ha-mesubin, the rest of the people who are eating at the suda, talui bazeh. It depends on the following. Im ha-mevarech hu balabayas batzmo. If the one that's leading the benching is the host himself, o godol ha-shulchan, the greatest one there, according to Eli Rabbah, Poshut the kolam besubim basrei gavirin. Then it's poshut that everyone at the suda is dragged after the Baal Bayis. Baal Bayis is leading the benching. He picks up the coast, the bench. So not only is that a hesach hadas for him, it's a hesach hadas for everyone. Everyone is dragged after him. Ella, but im hamavarich hu echa mehamesubin. If one of the people that's leading the benching, the person leading the benching is just one of the people at the suda, but he's not the head of the suda. So hamavarich baasmo bevader choshev hesach hadas etzlo. The one who picked up the coast, who's going to lead the benching, it's for sure a hesach hadas for him. And his suda is done. That's considered a hesach hadas. Ushar mesubin, but the rest of the people at the suda, tolui davar zeh b'deos haposkim l'kamo mesimin kuf pei gimel. That's going to be dependent on a machlokas haposkim that we'll see shortly in simin kuf pei gimel. Im ha-mesubin rashoin lo'asiach achar shenot l'akos b'yodo. There is a machlokas, if those who are sitting around at the suda are allowed to speak after the person who's leading the benching picked up the kosher bracha. According to the one who says they can speak afterwards, so it's not a hesach hadas, and they would be allowed to continue eating without a new bracha. But according to the shita that says you're not allowed to speak, anyone else at the suda as well, you also would not be allowed to continue eating, you would be considered having a hesach hadas as well. So that is the bir halacha. Again, if there's a person who is the head of the suda, picks up the kos, everyone is considered having a hesach hadas. If it's a random person leading the benching, so then it's talu on the machlokas that we'll have shortly, whether a person picks up the kos, he's not allowed to speak, but everyone else, that's a machlokas aposkim, the same machlokas will be over here, lagabi considering it a hesach hadas, lagabi making a new bracha, if you want to have more food, or according to some, that you wouldn't be allowed to have any more food after that point. Says the mechaber Vaiter Siv Dalud, Kishaodam nichnas lebeis chaveru. A person walks into his friend's house, v'yeshom chaburos harbei sha'ochlim, and there's a few different groups of people that are eating there. The kol echad moshe lo kos, and each little chabura passes him a cup of wine. Yesh mi sha'omer, there is a shita that says shemivarech al kol echad borei piragofen. He will have to make a new bracha for each cup of wine that he drinks. He'll have to make a separate borei piragofen. Why is that? Ki b'chol pam hu nimloch. Because we say each kos that he takes is considered as if he changed his mind and he decided to have a new kos. So he gets past three different cups, he would have to make three brachas of Bar Piragafim. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yudalad, Kishodim Nichnas, Hainu Shaloki Ra'uhu Lios Nikba Imoim Lishtos Kechala Mesubin. We're talking about a person over here that was not an invited guest. If you're an invited guest, it's different, then you're part of the Suda. Then your das is on everything at the Suda. We're talking about a person who randomly walks in, and they tell him, fine, you could stay, and then they pass him cups. He's not really part of the Suda, he's not one of the guests. So then he has this special din of being considered nimlach for each kos that he has. Sivkotan tezvav. We said there are chaburos harbe that are eating in this house. Says the Mishabura, it's lav dafka. V'hu adin b'chabura achas. The same din is true if there was one chevra that was eating there. Kishekol echad moshe lo kos. But different people are passing him different cups of wine. Same thing. Dal kol kos va kos have a nimloch ukil al kameh. Each cup that he has is considered like he decided to have a new cup, and therefore he would need a new bracha. Sivkotan tezayin, he's considered nimloch. De eino yodeya im yoshitu lo kos ache. When he gets the first kos, he has no idea that another kos is coming. Again, he's not part of the suda, he wasn't invited. So maybe he thinks they're being nice to him, giving him one kos. He makes a bracha on that kos, that's all he had in his mind. Now you pass him a second kos, and now he would require a new bracha, because it's as if he changed his mind to have more. Vafilim hoshitu lo kos acher b'shosh she'adayin lo gomer lishos kos arishom. Zakhtim b'shebur, an additional chiddush. Even if he was still in the middle of drinking the first kos, when they pass him the second kos, nami din hachi, the same din applies, the tzarech lachzor ulevarech olav b'fnei atzmo. He would still need to make a second bracha when he drinks from the second kos. Kevan shebishah sheberach, since at the time when he made the bracha originally, lo haya daito alzeh, he didn't know he was going to get the second kos, even though it came right away. While he was in the middle of the first coast, he still considered nimloch to have the second coast and would require a new bracha. Shelo haya yodeya sheyoshitu lo od. He had no idea they were going to pass him a second coast. V'kol zed afka b'stama. Zakhtam Mishabura, this is all talking about a stam person walks into a house and they greet him with a coast of wine. Then a couple minutes later, they greet him with another cup of wine. It's just a stam case. Aval in b'shas birchosu hayadaito shetala abrocha komash yinulo. He knew he walked into a house with a very generous person. It's a nice chever over there. So he had in his mind when he got the first coast, it should cover any other coast that he might possibly get, because he anticipates the possibility of them giving him more. Ain't tzarech levarech al kol kos. Then it didn't change. He would not need to make a bracha on any new kos that's passed to him, because his das was on all the cups that he would get. Af shelo haya yodeya oz emitnu lo. Even though he did not know for sure they were going to give him a cup, he just had it in mind, just in case. That's good enough. He would not require a new bracha. Mikol makom mahani daito lazeh. Still, even though he doesn't know for sure, but he had in his mind that it should cover anything that might come his way, that das works, and he would not need any new brachos. Uvemakom shaminok shemoshitin kosos habri lamisha nichnas b'mesiba sakvun l'shtia, and in a place where the custom is that they pass a lot of cups to one who comes in to a chevra that's drinking together, Ozafilu beirach bistam al kos echad. Then even if he just stamed a brach on a kos, he had nothing in mind. Amrinan de daitu hoya al komashi itnulo. That's the custom. So we say, even without him thinking about it, the stam das is that you have everything that's passed you in mind, because that's the normal minhag that they pass more than one cup. The ein sarach shuv levarach al kol kos v'kos, and he will no longer need to make a bracha on any future kosos that are passed to him. But of course, it would certainly be better that he has this specifically in mind when he makes the bracha to cover any cup that comes his way. But the ma'isa, if the minhag is in that place that they do pass various cups, even if he didn't have it in his mind, it would be okay. Just as better to have it in your mind. Mitchila, we'll stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem with the next shir with Siv Hei.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.